Hi. Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about clearing debris using heavy equipment. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com. All right, here we go on to the podcast. The entire construction industry is largely dependent on the use of different kinds of heavy equipment. It can be used for many purposes like road construction, digging deep inside the ground, rolling down an existing structure, or simply removing debris out of the site. Well, removing debris can be a painful task for workers if they are excluded the involvement of heavy machinery. It may take weeks, if not for months, for the workers to remove the debris out of the site if they have had to do it manually without the participation of heavy equipment. In a nutshell, it's just not possible. You can take a hit on your finances and delay your project just because your employees are busy cleaning debris. That sounds completely insane from the perspective of a construction business owner. So in this situation where you got to take care of the debris, it is advisable that you have the heavy equipment in place that are especially used for such work and get the work done in a few days. Track loaders, wheel loaders, you know, get the debris put in the truck and move it off the job. The entire purpose of using heavy equipment to get the work done is to save you time as well as time and energy of your workers, and also to speed up the work a bit. Heavy equipment is ideally used to clear debris are excavators, backhoe loaders, front loaders, and any machine that have an attachment either in the front or at the rear can be attached a bucket out there are fitted to do the work. You know, again, you know, anything with a bucket's what it's saying is, you know, where you pick up all those tree stumps and pour it in the back of a dump truck and haul it off. Many construction companies, or for a matter of demolition companies, use a dozer to demolish structures and then use the same machine with a different attachment to clear the debris. Now, what that is a track loader is talking about. You know, you don't have to use the same machine. A lot of times, you know, use a dozer to push it all together and then pick it up with a track loader. All you got to do is lift the bucket in the front, and the operator makes sure he gets the job done in a day's time. So the bulldozer is a favorite for many demolition companies. Though, there are some who prefer a backhoe loader for the same job, but many find dozers to be more compatible than any other form of heavy equipment. Excavators can also be used to remove debris. The claws of the excavator can be used to draw the debris in it and then move at the back of the machine and dump these debris inside the bucket, which is then moved and eventually dumped in a truck. You know, a lot of times we put thumbs on these excavators, which will help it pick up the debris. Excavators are ideally heavy machinery for the ones who are got to dig deep into the ground and then carry the dirt and dump it in a truck. So the construction and mining companies who are into building huge apartments or who go deep inside the ground in search of minerals find an excavator as a perfect machine for their job. Last but not least, the backhoe loader is such a heavy equipment which is primarily used to remove debris. It has a bucket at the front or at the rear of the machine, which is like an excavator, and then the dirt is filled inside the bucket with the help of a broom that is attached on its front. Now, what that is, it looks like a wheel loader bucket in the front. You know, if you can picture that. It's also used for excavating work and therefore has similar features of an excavator. Again, if you got any questions about anything, give us the jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you, and God bless.